Hello and welcome to the Paddock Podcast. We are here today to talk about Bruno Fernandes and whether he will be replacing Paul Pogba in Man United's midfield, who will be replacing.
Or how good that video just was.
Or how good the video of Joey Chandler and Ross dancing to every song known to man is off of Friends.
It's been mint.
Stephen, Alex, Kieran. Right. You know the drill by now. Let's get chatting, boys.
Yeah, it was Stephen, Alex, Joe, the Irish one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the Irish fucking man. Irish.
What, have you seen the Irish
for the record?
What, I was watching it last night, actually. Again.
What passport have you got for the record?
No comment. I'm a man of mystery.
British.
Many nationalities.
Not really mystery. Irishman's shit, innit?
I thought it was okay.
It's nominated for Oscars.
So?
Yeah, it is. It's nominated for loads of them, isn't it? I thought it was okay.
I think it's nominated for 10.
I did watch it and then...
It shouldn't be okay, though, should it? If Martin Scorsese, De Niro, Pacino, it shouldn't just be okay. Anyway, this is actually serious.
This is serious.
Serious football talk, so let's
serious heads
get
on.
Away from that. Real football talk. Bruno Fernandes looks like he's going to be a Manchester United player. I don't like the fact he's going to play against Benfica, though.
Imagine it's
hardly a testimonial case, is it?
Yeah, exactly. If we knew that Salah was going to be joining Real Madrid, but they're going to wait till after the United game, do you think Brandon Williams isn't flying through him at least twice just as a goodbye present? They're going to destroy him, aren't they?
So Benfica play Lisbon, right?
Big game. Man.
Bit of a big game.
Yeah.
It might not come any bigger. Let's be real. In the Portuguese calendar.
Certainly not Portugal.
So, why would you even... I mean, as Manchester United, I just think you just start peeling 20s off until later. Right, he can come today.
Yeah.
You don't want him in that game.
No.
And realistically, all I've been reading is about the reason that we're even buying the guy for what's essentially what we bought Fred for, right? Why we're buying him for that when he's probably... Like, his numbers alone surely are worth more than that. It's not how many goals did he contribute last season is the price, is it?
I mean, Clearly not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so, why was Fred 50 million?
He performed well in the Champions League.
He performed well City, in one... Yeah, but one...
So with Bruno,
so it's good against City.
Bruno, it's a case of, right, he's... Lisbon are in a bit of financial difficulty, so why is everyone... If they're in financial difficulty and that's why they need to sell him, and we really want him, why are we playing him on Friday night? Tomorrow night...
Yeah,
it's Thursday, I just realised.
Well, it's like we're buying him, but we're loaning him back to Lisbon for the rest of the week. That's the way I like to look at it. People always buy people and loan them back for the rest of the season. We're just doing it for a week. Nothing wrong with that.
Mental. It's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
He's going to get injured, isn't he? It's just going to happen, isn't it? He's going to just go running for a ball, hamstring will go, and that'll be like, and you're like, oh, great.
And we'll be like, what other was on our list? They go, what list?
Yeah, Gedson Fernandes. Oh, let's get him. Is it Tottenham?
We have a list.
Apparently, he's going to be in attendance on Sunday at Anfield. Some people are saying, which should be interesting. When we win 3-0, that's getting clipped up.
We might win 3-0.
We
could do.
We could do.
No,
maybe
we
not.
No, I don't think.
I think a win would be a massive result. I doubt it's going to be 3, is it?
But is he, when he's coming into this team, is he coming into the 2 straight away?
Yes.
Is he coming into the 10?
Well, I think at the moment he comes in at 10.
I think he needs a bit of time to adapt a bit, doesn't he? He can't just... You reckon he just fly straight in at the midfield and plays?
Yeah, well, to be honest, the best Bruno Fernandes that you get is either a withdrawn 10 or as the attacking number 8 and a 3. For me, he plays as the attacking number 8 and a 3. Right, we don't play that system currently, so the way he would fit in, I assume, would be to occupy one of the two number 6 roles, unless we've only not played that because we think we don't have the personnel to play it, and that might be accurate.
Yeah.
I'd love to see how him, Fred, McTominay as a midfield three would do.
Mm. Yeah, I'd like to see that as well. I think at the minute, we've got better options at 6 than we do at 10. You know, I think Fred Matic Fernandes is better than Fred Fernandes Andreas, for me. Especially, maybe not against Liverpool, but we won't see him against Liverpool. Who is it after that? Is it
Burnley at home?
I think in a Burnley game.
We're better off
having the most creative player we have, assuming Fernandes joins, at 10 than putting him at number 6. But then maybe he'll be able to play those balls up to Matic better than Matic and Fred does. But I think his positioning is more important at 6, which is why I wouldn't risk him there. I think if he's out of position 2 or 3 times,
the defensive side of his game, I haven't seen enough of to know.
Yeah, That's the sort of thing you don't see in highlights. That you don't see in. You only see when you've seen him. You know, watched him play for 20 games that you kind of notice it.
Yeah. Get your questions in and stuff because we will be answering questions as it goes along. It is meant to be a little bit of a transfer Q&A as well. So get them questions in and we'll answer them as. But yeah, for me, he replaces Paul Pogba, and I think it's like a preemptive strike from the club to get him in now. One, because we are short in midfield regardless, but also to make sure that he's bedded in before Pogba goes.
Yeah.
I think you'll probably see them play together at some point this year as he's working his fitness back, which might be brilliant.
Yeah.
But like, be under no illusion that that's going to be what you see next year, because I'd put everything on Pogba going this summer.
Yeah.
And I don't know to where. I mean, that's a bit of a funky one, wasn't it, with Perez coming out and going, I don't know who Pogba is. Well, take your head out your fucking arse then, if that's the case.
Yeah, what is that? That's like saying, I've never seen it before.
Don't know who the fucking world record was a couple of years ago,
dick. Someone's house. It's a bit of a Prince Andrew, that one, isn't it? I've no idea who that is. I've no idea who Paul Pogba is. I've never, as far as I'm aware, I've never met him in my life.
I don't sweat either, so that's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. Rob Camilleri, not Calamari, which is what I thought he said to start with. Not at all, Bruno's an 8, not a 10. Right, I understand that, maybe. How on earth does he get 30 goals a season if he's not playing at least in an attacking position? He's not that mint. That's like an adult playing with children. He plays at an 8 every week, does he? And he gets 30 goals and 20 assists.
He plays in the fourth. He plays like we were playing when Ollie first came in, where the 8s are your 2 behind.
Then it's not quite a number 8, is it?
Just gonna have a quick look on.
Because no one gets that.
Touch my bit if they've got it.
I suppose Lampard kind of did, but even then they played with 4-3-3 more, didn't they?
In a 3, someone always drops a bit further.
Yeah, they had sort of Mikel or Ballack or. Makaleli even before that, dropping deep.
We're not playing that.
So Makaleli again.
Makaleli. We're not playing that. It just seems strange that we'd sign him and just go, all right, this is what we've been waiting for to change into this. When we've played the three anyway, we've seemed to have looked better
at
times.
I do love
that. I think Matic, when he plays, is definitely better in that role. I don't think he's as
good. I'd be really interested if it was Matic and then McTominay once he's fit, and Fred and Bruno and Pogba for the. Well, he gets fit in rotation with those three.
What's his three in there?
Well, them two is the more creative ones, and either McTominay or Matic in behind.
What about Mr. Sumari?
I heard about that as well.
You think it's just a bit of hot water?
Yeah, I don't like. He's going to decide on his future. When have they ever decided for United? When has that ever been a thing?
Pogba?
No,
because I think we just blew people out of the water with our
no one
fee.
Else is going to spend 90 million on him right now.
Unless it's like, we're going to decide. No, because even that's not the player. It's like, we just danced with the devil with Raiola for Pogba, and that was that.
Yeah. It worked out though, didn't it? That's been fine. No controversy there at all. That's just been really plain sailing.
Yeah,
has Pogba been worth the money? I had this argument with somebody the other day. 80 million, you'd probably sell him for twice that. Maybe.
I don't know if you are selling him for twice that. Who's buying him?
Real Madrid, probably. They're the only ones who can afford
him. But are they though?
Juventus will get
no one else can. Juve probably don't.
They can't afford to. They don't make enough money. They spent like two transfer windows on Ronaldo. Yeah, that's why they've got everyone else for free since then. They can't like as good as Juve are. They don't. You don't make enough money in the Italian league at the moment for them to spend another 120 million.
I think they're lingering, waiting for all this to just get him for 90. Try and get him for 90, something like that.
For 9.
Where they've not spent. I don't think they'd spend over 100 million on him. I think they're waiting till. It gets to a point where United just have to just get rid of him. Like, I think
let us know who actually does anyone. If you actually believe Pogba's staying past summer, because I don't think he's going in January, but I do think he's going in the summer. Just put, I think Pogba's staying. If you think he's staying past summer, and we'll interrogate that a little bit and see why you think that, because we all probably, I think, or I can't say all, but I can say that the vast majority of United fans that I speak to think he's going, right?
Mm.
He definitely wants to go. That's so obvious. Yeah. Bar him making his own billboard and saying, I want out. Like, see you later, Manchester.
He's running helping joint logs just on the thing again.
His brother was on again, wasn't he? Apparently?
Smoke signals.
Yeah. Talking utter fucking wibble again.
This player that Madrid have got, Pogba will fit in next to him or something. You're just like...
Yeah.
Just go and tell your brother just to say, look,
shut
I am going,
up,
just
mate.
Shut up for a bit.
Yeah. Cause
you're not helping.
You're not helping matters now.
No.
So, Krypton says he will stay. Clint says, I think Pogba's staying.
Shantanu, I do believe
staying,
Pogba's
staying.
Staying.
Okay, so all right, there's way more than I expected thinking he's going to stay. I don't know what gives you the confidence in that, to be honest with you. I mean, every single thing from what he's aged. I mean, the fact that Raiola come and said he's staying, that means he's going. Mm. If anything, like that, I honestly think that he's absolutely gone. And that's why I think Bruno's going to be coming in literally to replace him. When I look at the sort of player he is, it's more Pogba than a 10 or a 6. Yeah. Like it's very much in that sort of number 8 playmaking kind of role.
Is this Bruno signing a bit of a knee-jerk reaction, do you think, to us being so, you know, not creative at all in midfield? Because obviously they silenced the links to the club. Yeah, well, apparently like, distanced themselves. Or whereas if you wait to summer, there is a chance you could get a Grealish or a Madison. Obviously, there's other names out there.
And then also, they've been saying, United have been saying for at least 2 years now, if there's not, you know, if it's not the right player, we're not going to go for him. So he wasn't the right player. We've got money to spend, but if it's not the right player, we're not going to go for him. So we had the money to buy him in the summer, but we'd obviously decided that it wasn't. Well, we say we do. United say they've got money to spend.
Well, the word was Ollie had asked for an overhaul, and they rejected that. And the word at the time, which was bang on, was only going to, at the time, waiting for the Maguire deal was only one more.
Yeah, but the sort of constant message over the last few years is we have money to spend when the right players are available.
Right, but that's propaganda, isn't
it? No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. So either it's a lie about we wait for the right player, because if he's the right player now, he'd had just as good a season last season.
Well, he was the right player 6 months ago for me, but I think he was probably a target for this summer coming.
So either we haven't got the money, or
we weren't in for him last summer.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
I think that was down to probably money, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, act as though we've got loads of money, infinite money.
The other thing maybe what the thought was that we're going to have Pogba for one more season. He's going to go next summer. They've probably already done that and thought, we don't need him until he fucks up.
That's probably it.
They probably thought, we don't need him yet. We've got Pogba. He's going to sit in there. He's going to play.
And then they didn't expect the injury.
He's going to play alongside Fred. And now his ankle's just made a chalk.
That's probably it. I reckon that's the simplest explanation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that they was lining him up for next summer when Pogba's likely to go. And that got accelerated because Pogba's basically already gone. Mm. You know, whether or not he features the last 15 games or something this season, which doesn't matter. He's going. So, I think that you're probably bang on with that there. That they just accelerated it from summer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and their message that they've been putting out there is they weren't looking specifically to do any business on the back of injuries or the way this season's gone.
Yeah.
They had long-term targets, and if any became available, going back to what the question was, which started all this one, was Grealish and Madison.
Grealish,
favourite player. I think if either of those would be available in January, then we might act on those, but I don't think either of those are available.
Mm.
Leicester are pushing.
Not in January, certainly not.
Leicester are pushing definitely for Champions League, which I think they've definitely sewn up. But they're probably not completely out of a title race. You're going to look at an enormous collapse from Liverpool. No, I mean, but
if anyone's in a title race, Leicester are.
They haven't even looked like losing a game yet.
No. I think they look like losing to United.
No, I don't think they'll go unbeaten, to be honest. I think maybe
does anyone actually give a fuck if they do? Right, I know everyone cares. I don't care. I mean, obviously, I'd rather they lost. Of course, I'd rather they lost every game from now to the end of the season. But this whole thing of like unbeaten for a season.
Imagine they did lose every game from now to the end of the season and came like sixth. Just be like
amazing.
What a collapse!
I don't give a shit. As long as they don't win the treble, that's what I care about.
Yeah, but think about how much they didn't shut up from like 2005.
They didn't shut up from 1989 to now.
Exactly.
They're still not going to show up. It doesn't matter.
No,
I don't care.
They're never going to show up ever.
They're not going to anyway.
You just have to eclipse them. You have to win everything and don't draw a game.
Anyway, Floating Man said Madrid would be mad to play for an injury-prone player. Pogba isn't injury-prone. I wouldn't say. I just think he's had
injuries.
This season, ankles are one of them. Once you get one injury to your ankle,
I did mine 10 years ago. It's still fucking hurts.
But I don't think it's an injury.
I have to lie in bed doing this with my right foot.
He's not someone's the hamstring goes every
classic
week.
Classic windmill.
He's relatively. I don't think he's injury prone, and I definitely pay 100 million.
He's hard.
He's hard.
What else we got?
What else we got in there?
Joseph Stab. Yeah, I don't want Liverpool to go unbeaten. Obviously, I'd much rather they didn't. But it's not. Them winning the league is bad enough for me. Simari would be an ideal signing. I see him having Kante-like attributes.
I'm not seeing
enough. I like how you say, I see him having, like, you envisaging it in your mind.
Get in the
Does he have Kante-like attributes?
Yeah.
I'm getting Kante-like attributes.
Lewis, will Old Trafford get a big screen for VAR? Oh, VAR fucks off.
I don't know. After last night, we
don't know. It helped us out twice.
It did help
us through that.
Yeah, I still hope it fucks off.
What was the other one?
I'd rather have the one in mistakes that I can celebrate
twice yesterday
than that fucking like absolute shit fest of like don't know whether to celebrate or not sort of thing.
But the thing is, though, if you want lifelike sex robots, you get in VAR as well. That's how the technology goes, isn't it? As technology gets better, yes, you can get a digital girlfriend, but you know, you can't celebrate goals straight away. What would you prefer?
It's an interesting take out.
Well, I just wanted this as a podcast and not Late Night Live.
I'm sure there's a podcast.
That's not even weird. The acceleration of technology means that all these things are good and bad.
What was the bit about sex robots?
Give us a like if you think Joe's weird.
You've just gone from...
And that's not a negative.
No.
But he is weird.
That's what he's here for.
You'd fucking definitely
objectively
true. I'm weird on the surface, but the engine and everything is in good working order.
Is it?
Like, I make decisions of a normal person. Like, I'm not erratic or strange.
Are we getting a striker? The word on the street seems to be that there are two signings that they're trying to get done in January. Bruno Fernandes. I'm going to take a stab at being one.
Seems like
it. That's a good guess. That's an educated guess.
I haven't a fucking clue who the other one is. Not a clue. I don't even know what position. And I did message a guy who knows, saying, let's suppose we was looking at two players this window. What positions would they be? And I got left on red.
Oh, lovely. It could be one, like, we've been looking at that kid from Birmingham or another kid from Reading as well.
Nah,
they could constitute as signings.
Too proper.
Maybe, I don't know.
Proper.
It would have to be either a midfielder or a striker, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, imagine we signed a fucking right back or something.
Speaking of, actually, come on! Everyone's been talking about Sancho this summer, like, we're definitely going to be linked with him.
Oh.
If we don't get him, let's say he goes to Chelsea. What are we going to do on that right-hand side? Do we think we'll just leave it?
He's not the only right-hand side player.
I know, but this is the only one we've been linked with in the last 18 months.
Is he the only one? Well, Ziyech seems to be getting linked, but I don't know if that's people.
He seems to get linked with
anyone genuinely be mentioned.
Yeah, I think that's more... I don't think there's anything in him. I'm trying to think of who else we've been linked with.
That's what I mean, because it seems like...
Someone like a Dries Mertens.
Yeah,
like, who's on a free?
On a free, yeah, but he's 32.
Free's a good price.
32, though.
Yeah, but then he doesn't block anyone's path.
Short-term solution.
He's going to cost 400 grand a week.
Nah, is he bollocks? Dries Mertens?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think he would.
Put me in that room. I'll tell you how much?
No.
Oh, fit.
Leicester Vicar. About what? 140? 135 sound. Sold.
Deal.
Can't imagine he's on that much.
To the Belgian.
Thoughts on Donny van der Beek favouring Real? I blame Joe's pigeon. First of all, it's not a pigeon, is it? You know what it is. Second of all, I don't think it's... any sort of avian blame can be attributed to Real Madrid being a bit of a more exciting proposition than United.
What, you mean that they could win the league this
year? They've won four Champions Leagues in the last 6 years. Like,
Real Madrid are pretty clusterfuck this year as well, though, aren't
they're
they?
They're weird, aren't
at
they?
Least I mean, they were at the start.
I'd love to be in that level of clusterfuck. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I
don't know, yeah, Barca.
If they're a clusterfuck,
what are we?
What are we?
Barca just sat the manager, the top of the league.
Yeah, that's mad.
Do you know what? I've had Barca fans in my mentions whole week. Because the geezer that stuck over, Saitan, is it Saitan?
Yeah, Kike Setien, yeah.
All right, whatever.
82 in Spanish.
His record is about as fucking... It's comparable to Gareth Southgate's.
37%.
He's fucking shizen. Yeah.
Why have they gone for him doing that?
He's done well at Betis.
Did really well.
He built a lot of good squads, I think, even though they sold a lot of their best players.
I don't know, they're weird managers fast, right?
Yeah.
I think it's Betis. He looks like Messi wanes. I think they'll really struggle to maintain what they've had.
Yeah. Does he look good with like a suit and a jumper? Yeah, get him. He's a new manager. He's quite old. And they'll either just get some weird person from La Liga or just someone you've never heard of from
Argentina.
Real
Madrid did the same thing. Like when Pellegrini went there, that was a fucking... And Queiroz. When Carlos Queiroz went, that was a...
Who was before them as well? Schuster?
Oh, they've had...
Did they have Scolari at one point?
No, they had Capello.
Capello, maybe that's something. I knew it was some like international fella.
I think they might have had Scolari.
Did they? Let's go through a list of Real Madrid's managers.
Real Madrid's managers is like... That's a two-part Wikipedia page.
It's a book.
Because it's fucking Mathis.
They sacked Lopetegui.
Lopetegui,
yeah. He was awful, yeah.
Do you know what? every time a Real Madrid appoint a manager,
that just popped up when you open that.
You should just bet on them not lasting a year, because I reckon you'd probably win a right load.
So list of managers.
Chet and Ratness.
I'm gonna go right. Yeah, I'm gonna go from
2005.
94. Fuck it.
Fucking hell.
Del Bosque lasted 3 months.
Really?
Then they had a guy that lasted
who then went on to win two Euros and a World Cup with Spain. So he's not a bad manager.
So then they had Valdano who lasted 18 months. Then they had Del Bosque who came back for a game. Then they had
a game.
Athenio Iglesias, who lasted 4 months. Then they had Capello, who came in, and he did a good job because he lasted a year. Nice. And then they had Jupp Heynckes came in, and he did really good because he lasted also a year.
Say that again. Jupp Heynckes.
Jupp Heynckes.
You mean Jupp Heynckes?
Whatever.
No, Jupp Heynckes, mate.
Oh, sorry. Am I German? Like Terry Henry?
Jupp Heynckes.
Thierry Henry. I'm a fuck off.
Jupp Heynckes.
John Toshak.
Then they had, Camacho in for a month. And he didn't manage any games.
Hiddink.
Then they had Hiddink in, he lasted 34 games. Then they had Toshak in, and he lasted 37 games. Then they had Del Bosque again, and he lasted 233 games, which I think only Mourinho might have broken recently for them.
I don't think
so. That was 99 to 2003. Then they had Carlos in, who lasted 59 games. Then they had Camacho in, who lasted 6.
Jesus.
Then Ramon, who lasted 20. Then Wanderlei Luxemburgo, who lasted 45. And then Juan Roman Lopez Caro, who lasted 24 games. Then Capello, who lasted 50 games. Then Bernd Schuster, who lasted 75.
Jesus.
Juan de Ramos, who lasted 27.
I remember him.
Pellegrini, who did 48. No, Mourinho only did 178 games. Ancelotti, who did 119. And won, a Champions League in that time.
Copa del Rey, Champions League, Super Cup.
He won, I think he didn't.
And then Rafa Benitez, who only lasted 25 games. Then Zinedine Zidane, who lasted 149 games, winning one Liga, one Super Cup, 3 Champions Leagues, 2 Super Cups, and 2 World Club Cups. Lopetegui fella, who did 14 games. Then Santiago Solari, who lasted 32 games. And then he got Zidane back again with 38 games, who's got a worse record than the previous guy that they had, that Solari, who had a 68% win ratio.
Here's a question. Some crazed monkey saying Real Madrid are willing to smash open the war chest.
It was 75% win ratio.
Whilst Woody is scraping pennies. Real Madrid, to be fair to them, have absolutely blasted it in the last 12 months. Before that, for about 5 years, they've not spent much money at all.
No, need to.
Not that they needed to, but they did. Go on, then, Stu, did they buy?
No.
What?
Real Madrid.
When?
Before this summer.
Since
they bought Bale.
But if I said to you, Barcelona haven't spent much, but they just...
But Barcelona have, though.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, but Real Madrid actually haven't.
Oh, they've made a
look
few...
At, no, they've not spent any money, but they've not been Galactico Madrid since they bought, Rodriguez or Bale, whoever was more recent out of the two.
You forget, Courtois, Hazard and all.
Hazard was this year. Courtois was the year before, admittedly.
They didn't.
But he was only 30 million.
Standard.
Courtois?
Yeah, because he was in his last year of his contract.
70 million?
No.
I don't know about this.
This is a Paddock Podcast Real Madrid edition.
Real Madrid.
Yeah. All right, so last season, 18-19, let's have a look.
Yeah, they absolutely spanked it last season.
This is the one before.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, even like Hazard and that this year. So, Vincentius Jr., so they spent 40 million on a kid, 30 million on Courtois, Odriozola, 27. And then, all right, Brahim Diaz and that was 15. So, okay, they spent nothing that season and still spent 146 million.
Yeah, I'm not saying zero, but I mean, you're talking about the war chest, because they spent 300 million this year. They haven't done that in a very long time.
I'm going to have a look at 17,
18. Right,
yeah, Courtois was cheap.
Ish.
Compared to
Theo Hernandez, Sabios. That was a pretty cheap season. Didn't they win the Champions League that year as well?
Yeah, they didn't buy anyone because they kept winning Champions Leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a problem at United, wasn't it? Yeah, previous season was Morata was the only one.
The financial fair play came in. And
they don't give a fuck about financial fair play.
I think they might have done.
They bought Bale or Rodriguez for
15, 16. All right, so they had Kovacic, Danilo. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Point taken.
But we kind of spent 250 million Van Gaals first season.
Yeah, but you also got to look at, that's them being on the 90 metre line in a 100 metre race.
Yeah, well, exactly. And they won three Champions Leagues in a La Liga.
In the fucking car park.
I'm not saying that they needed to as much as us, but the idea that they just spend 300 million every season hasn't been the case for a long time.
No.
until this year, obviously. Who would you buy with 120 million we'd get for Pogba? Fernandes, for one, and
it's gonna be,
Either Madison, Grealish, Sancho.
No, well, I think we have to put our hand in our pocket. I don't think that we should be looking to have a zero sum on transfer fees.
No,
I think we should be looking to actually blow people out of the water like we pretend we can. So I would go in there for Saul. I'd go in there for Milinkovic-Savic. Hilarious, because I said that I wanted Milinkovic-Savic last week and someone was like, you've been shit this year.
Yeah.
He's been well shit recently. I was like, you got man of the match against Juventus like 2 weeks ago.
He
was like, someone was like, one game don't tell you anything. I was like, okay, well, he did win player of the month for Serie A. Like last month, like
just because
it's for Lazio as well. It's not like it's for a top team.
Yeah. It felt like, do you know, a couple of years ago when he was linked with everyone, linked with United for 100 million. I think you see it a lot. There are certain players in Europe that are being actively sold by their agents.
Yeah,
like Lingard is one of them currently at the moment.
Sancho is one of them.
Yeah. Bruno Fernandes is one of them. You see it every year. There's three or four players. That year, they were trying to get loads of money from him because Lazio don't have that much money. If they could get 100 million for a 22-year-old,
said he wanted 100 million, everyone laughed, and he'd probably pay.
Yeah, them. Like same with Koulibaly last season. It looked like they were trying to sell him while his stock was high.
And do a you buy two, you get one free. Like one of them, and you go get like I don't know, you get Koulibaly and Milinkovic-Savic or Mertens or just go and cherry pick Lazio, Napoli, get a few players from different spots around there like that because we keep saying we can improve us by going to the fucking relegation threatened team in England. But actually, if you go to some of the skinter big clubs like Lisbon, like Lazio, like Napoli, you can pick up some.
Question for you though, if United's cast-offs are making Inter Milan the best team in Serie A, how good are the players that don't get games for these teams?
What a good-looking question.
What a great question.
I don't fucking know.
No, I know. It's just that's the worry, mad, isn't it? It's just weird. It doesn't make sense. Is that your lunch?
Yeah. Shout out to Buzz Rocks on Stretford Road.
Shout out to lunch, everyone. This third best meal in the world behind dinner and breakfast.
What about this? Breakfast is top, isn't it?
I think dinner's... No, dinner, like tea. Dinner or tea, whatever.
Chips,
what's your favourite... Soggy. Rank your meals in terms of how good they are. Dinner is the best, tea.
Evening meal
is the best, then breakfast, then lunch.
I think breakfast is the best for me.
No, because lunch is a sandwich. And like sandwiches are great, but meal deals, man, come on.
Sandwiches are a top bit of improvisation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Oh, I like this food, but it's making me hands sticky.
Do you like shit? Well, we're going to put this shit between bread.
Between less shit. Between paper, essentially. It's like, I don't know.
What about...
I do like a sandwich.
That lad, just to bring him back to a little bit of football, maybe. That Llorente lad we got linked with from...
Madrid. He was fucking stood in here.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. He's producing.
There he is.
I don't know if there's any truth in that. I think it's just a cheaper option than sale. And they're thinking, he plays for Atletico, doesn't he?
He does,
So let's just link them with another Atletico midfielder because you're not going to get
that. That's probably the true one we're linked with. And people was like, someone probably overheard someone else going, United are in front of midfielder.
Well, Atletico. Like, one of the scouts was seen at an Atletico game. They were like,
and they're all Llorente has to be.
And what are you after? Defensive midfielder? And he was like, they're getting sold.
We're getting his backup.
When I first saw the Llorente on loan stuff, I was like,
The Tottenham one. Yeah.
Oh.
They don't always work out though. Ceballos hasn't really had a kick for Arsenal this season.
Loans are mental.
And I thought he was going to.
There's so many big loans. Like, you can always get a loan out of, like, obviously Monaco, we got Falcao. Yeah. But you're just thinking, what's going on there? Why do you buy a player and then loan him out? Yeah. I don't get that.
I think loans have become more popular the last few years since financial fair play.
I haven't got the
numbers on that, but it feels like there's more certainly high profile.
Yeah, high profile
loans. Because Tevez was we only loaned him because he was owned by Kia Jurabchin or whatever.
Yeah, who did we loan him from? Was it West Ham? Was he on loan from though, or was he the agent?
He was on loan from his agent.
Yeah. So that's the only reason we didn't buy him. Like, that was a strange occurrence at the time.
But we made it legal now, didn't we?
Well, it was illegal then, which is why they got fined, didn't they?
The weird one is in Italy, like, there's like dual ownerships of players.
Yeah, mental. That's so illegal in England. Someone said Lukaku wasn't a cast off. In the sense that he's not shit, he wasn't, but Solskjaer didn't want him for this team, so in that sense, he was. Like, I'm not saying he's terrible, but look, Solskjaer.
Still a good player, but not the right fit.
Yeah.
You know, we've spoken about this quite a lot lately because I think we're all hoping it has the same sort of effect more than projecting that it will. When the Scousers got rid of Coutinho, everyone was like, you're fucked. There's no way you're going to get better by losing your best player. Yeah. But because they invested wisely and they invested in teams and player that fit the system a little bit better, they became a far more formidable team.
Here's a question. Is Coutinho the most overpriced player of all time? Is he the biggest
rip-off? What did he go for? Did he go for
120 million euros? Is he the biggest rip-off transfer ever? João Félix is close, but he hadn't had enough time to prove
that
either way.
Yeah, Dembele that Barca signed.
Yeah, 110 million.
Oh, God, yeah. That's what I mean. Barca, you're going, what? Yeah.
They spent
120
million on Coutinho.
230 million on players that don't even play.
No.
Coutinho's, like, he's still a really good player.
Bayern.
He's playing pretty well for Bayern, though, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, how have they got that on loan?
He's not playing so well that he gets James then Coutinho.
Who's not ringing people up and going, France doing a loan? Who are you thinking? Lionel Messi? Hello?
German official.
Hello?
You put
Hello?
Neymar is? I don't think so. I think he brought a lot of sort of eyes and
330
and goals.
Million. And he was a free transfer.
He was made...
Neymar's a brand
That's
as well,
so
though.
Bent in it, that. I mean, come on. That was never a free transfer, clearly.
Because didn't they get Mbappe on loan first? And then they bought... Because they bought Neymar and then went, well, we can't spend 400 million in this transfer, so we've got to wait.
People saying Carroll. Carroll, 35 million was ridiculous. Torres, for 50... Torres at the time was worth 50 million. He was arguably the best striker in the league.
You go, that didn't work out.
But Coutinho was never worth that. Coutinho is like a £60 million player.
No. In his Coutinho,
he scored seven bangers a season.
No, he was still a good player, more than 60.
Andy Carroll for 35 million was mental. It's because they just sold Torres, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they needed
Suarez in that window as well.
They sold Torres and brought in Suarez and Carroll.
Suarez was 7 million, wasn't it?
I think it was more over 10, 15 mil.
Coutinho's doing well at Bayern. Seen Barca, he was moving around a lot positionally. Not everyone can handle
the
pressure.
He's playing on the left,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, maybe he's doing well at Bayern. In fact, the better he does at Bayern, the worse the Barca signing looks, because they're not playing him. Like, they spent 120 million on someone who can't get a game two years later.
But imagine he won the Ballon d'Or at Bayern and they're like, is that a boy?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, you fucked up. Yeah, you're supposed to be doing it here.
He's not playing for Barcelona and he cost 120 million. Piatek, maybe.
I think people talk about Piatek. I have no idea who he is.
He banged for Genoa last season. That was top scorer in Serie A. Then Milan picked him up in January, and I think he banged for a bit, but I think he's barely scored this season. And Villa are linked with him.
João Félix, Michael Owen for United. He was a free transfer. That's not.
And it was worth it for just that.
And he won a title. He won a title, so sure.
João Félix is mental. Yeah. Really mental.
But he's that young that you can kind of see if he stays there and does okay.
Yeah, but
in
he
five
had one
time.
Decent season, and even then his numbers weren't amazing. And I know it's more than just numbers; you're looking at loads of different things. But fucking hell,
Busby legend. Why am I not surprised? Housen's Hunchtails and Pogba and Martial.
No, not that's not.
I mean, ignore the Martial part of it. If you honestly don't think there have been suggestions that Pogba's going to leave, Sky Sports came out and said it 2 days ago.
Fuck's sake, his brother doesn't fucking stop telling you he's going.
Yeah,
his agent's like, I wouldn't sell United a fucking virus.
The lad that called us racist the other day because he said that Rashford's had a better season than Martial. So.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Falcao, for us, we were robbed. Falcao was a loan, so again, it's not a waste of money, is it? I mean, maybe the wages, but we didn't pay 120 million in wages.
Bebe.
Varane.
Well, it depends on what we paid for him because there's a conflict.
Nah, Varane was better for United than Coutinho was for Barca. Varane wasn't even that bad for United. He just wasn't the best midfielder in the world.
Roy Keane.
Yeah, exactly. Di Maria to United, maybe.
Yeah.
But we got the money back. But also, how much will Barca sell Coutinho for now? Maybe 60 million. We got most of the money back for Di Maria.
Yeah.
But Di Maria still had 20 goal involvements that season. Like,
yeah, he wasn't even that bad.
Hey, do you know what's mental, right? That season that he had 13 assists, right? Yeah. He was averaging 1.9 key passes per game. Now, key passes literally means a pass that made a chance, right? A pass which someone had a shot on the back of. Do you know what Jesse Lingard's key passes are this season?
1.9.
How mad is that? Now, is that because he had Van Persie, Rooney, and Falcao to aim for?
The only difference is Di Maria got like 13 assists. Jesse hasn't.
But this is what I'm saying. Yeah. They're literally creating the same amount of chances.
Or are we more liberal with our shots now? So if you pass the ball to Pereira in your own half, you're probably going to get
Rashford has the most shots in the league this season as well.
Yeah. I really like that stat, you know.
But isn't it mad that, though? It doesn't tell the full picture, but it's very interesting that it could have gone the other way.
Mm. Dembele or Coutinho, I would say they're right up there. Dembele or Coutinho. But Dembele at least still gets games occasionally. Coutinho isn't even at the club anymore.
No.
And they haven't even got any money for him.
Righty, should we wrap it up there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can do.
Should we talk a little bit about the Liverpool game if we've got a minute? Just because we haven't really spoke about
it. I mean, what are we going to say? We need Rashford, otherwise we are deep in the shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have Rashford, then Greenwood starting, isn't he?
Yeah.
If you don't have Rashford.
Which isn't the worst thing.
Greenwood, Dan James, Martial isn't horrific, but it's not Rashford, is it?
No, and without a midfielder that can get the ball
to
them.
The only thing I'd like to see there is Dan James going in behind Trent there. That could be...
tasty.
That could be something. There is a chance there, but...
I don't quite think he's got that sort of on the ball.
Rashford's got that big game temperament, and
they'll cut across the front and smack it in. Whereas Dan James, you're never quite so sure.
Right, thanks for joining us. Make sure to subscribe and give it a like if you fancy. And I guess there's more stuff coming out later, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got some things coming. We've got behind enemy lines coming, and we've also got Man United coming as well.
And tomorrow night, Joe's transfer show is going to involve booze, which is setting a bit of precedent. I'm not necessarily against them, if I'm being honest with you, but those Friday shows are getting messy.
Yeah.
Like Leo. In a bit.
Oh.